Kids are catching the fallout of conflict in war-torn Africa. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In a moment, you'll hear about what's happening and how you can help. We'll also talk with a U.S. ministry about parenting in the information age. But first, there's been a lot of back-and-forth fighting between Boko Haram and Nigeria soldiers. The army is hoping they're closing in on the end, but it might not fix all the problems. Why? Well, UNICEF recently said that more than a million kids have been displaced by the fighting. Christian Aid Mission's Amy Cotton says this could hurt them in the long run.
These children have been out of school now for many months or even years. This has been going on since 2013. So some of these kids have been out of school for quite some time.
But Christian Aid is partnering with a local ministry to put the possibility of a better future within reach.
Christian workers are working to meet immediate needs. But what they plan to do is send up to 200 children to rural schools in safe areas in Adamawa and Niger State. And whenever these ministry workers are reaching out, they're always sharing the love of Christ.
You can help Christian Aid restore kids' futures. Keep listening till the end of the broadcast, and we'll get you connected. And as Christian Aid Mission sends kids in Nigeria back to school, those in Central African Republic are facing violence. Last Friday, fighting erupted after a young Muslim boy was shot in a Christian neighborhood, causing the Muslim community to retaliate. Since then, over 39 people have died because of the fighting in various groups that included the peacekeepers, Muslims, Christians, and the anti-Balaka. This eruption has caused people to question whether or not the October election should still be held. You're listening to Mission Network News. Next door in South Sudan, things aren't much better. A nearly two-year-long civil war has forced millions from their homes and put them at risk of starvation. Many of those suffering are children. But thanks to Kids Alive International, the survivors of war are receiving love, protection, and hope for the future. Kids Alive President Matt Parker.
Our focus there is really on street children, rescuing children from the streets in the town of Wau. Wow is a town where there are just huge numbers of street kids that have nowhere to go.
Kids Alive isn't just providing temporary protection. They're investing in the community with God's love to leave a lasting impact.
So many children in this community have no opportunity to go to school. And, of course, education is key in helping kids break the cycle of poverty. So we're working with families, we're working with kids, helping to get them back into school and have an education and have hope for the future.
Can you help Kids Alive continue giving children the chance to thrive? We'll tell you how at the end of the broadcast. And Keys for Kids also focuses on child development. Did you know that it takes 30 million words to jumpstart your child's lifelong learning journey? Executive Director Greg Yoder wants to know what you'll fill that 30 million space with.
What we're encouraging people to do is make sure that they're talking to their kids, but not just talking to them in a way that you and I would talk to on a regular basis, but making sure that we're talking to them about Christ.
Keys for Kids devotionals are a perfect tool. The stories introduce kids to Christ while they're between the ages of 4 and 14.
That's called the 4-14 window. And so 65% of the people that call themselves Christians today did so between that window.
And they're not the only ones that need help. Face it, we parents have off days, and sometimes we just need a shot of guidance or encouragement. Keys for Kids has you covered there, too, starting January.
We're coming out with this new program called Parent Minute, and Parent Minute is a real parent talking to real parents about real kid issues.
And while Keys for Kids cares for your child's spiritual welfare, God is using Reach Beyond in Thailand to look after those in spiritual warfare. Aspara, a struggling single mom, was about to take her life. At that moment, she heard a Christian broadcast spill out of her radio, which was tuned to her favorite station. This sparked a series of life-changing events, ending in God's transformation of her and salvation. Now, Aspara can't even imagine what would have happened if she hadn't heard those words on that Christian broadcast. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for free. Go to missionnews.org and look for the links. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.